بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر انه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elder and friends, I've recited before you Surah An-Nasr. Surah An-Nasr is in the 30th juz of the Quran Kareem, and it is the last fifth surah of the Quran Kareem. This was one of the last surahs, complete surahs, to have been revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is narrated that 35 days after Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed Surah An-Nasr, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Nasr means the help, assistance. And another name of this surah is called Surah At-Tawdi', the chapter of departure, the chapter of bidding farewell to someone. When Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed this verse, this surah to Jibreel, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, when he presented this surah to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Jibreel alayhi salam, is there an indication of me leaving this world in this surah? So Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula, that the future, the hereafter, is better than this present world. The translation of this surah is, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, when the help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala comes, and when victory comes. Victory here could refer to the conquest of Makkah al-Mukarramah. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you would see many people entering in the fold of Islam in groups. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with the praises, glorify Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with the praises of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, and seek the forgiveness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا, most definitely Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the one to accept the tawbah of people. Hadha Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, after the revelation of the surah, it was the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to praise and glorify Allah and increase his istighfar. He would say statements like, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi wa astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, praising Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, asking forgiveness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and making tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ma'asoom, Nabi of Allah, he's free of all sins. But this was the humility and humbleness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his marzul wafat, the sickness that led to the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it all commenced with a headache. In the books of hadith, it is mentioned Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night went to Jannatul Baqi. When he returned, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my head is paining. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joked with her and told to her, if anything has to happen to you, then we'll make burial arrangements and we'll perform the Salatul Janazah. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, being the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, She immediately told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looks like you're not even worried. The mafhum of it, looks like you're not even worried. Even if I pass away the same night, you'll go and spend with the other wives. This is husband and wife talk, free talk. Then shortly thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, you complaining about your head paining, my head is also paining. And that was the beginning of the sickness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that finally led to the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's health deteriorated. And within a period of over 10 days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's health deteriorated until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away on Monday. On the Thursday, before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could pass away, there were quite a few incidents that have taken place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew his condition, last moments of the life. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to a sahaba, "I'tuni bi katif, aktubu lakum kitaban lan tadillu ba'da." Bring for me a pen, paper. I wish to write down something for you, a guideline for you, so that you would never be deviated after me. Umar radiallahu ta'ala who was there, Umar radiallahu ta'ala who told the sahaba that were there, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in pain, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in so much of difficulty, hasbuna kitabullah. The kitabullah, the Quran al-Kareem is sufficient for us. And he made this suggestion out of love and affection for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so ill, and where are they going to take a pen and paper and write down something for us? Other sahaba mentioned, no, we must follow the instruction of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for a pen and paper, we should give it to him. And there was discussion to and fro among the sahaba that were there. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told the sahaba, Zaruni, leave me. And he mentioned, فَالَّذِي أَنَا فِي خَيْرٌ مِمَّا تَدَعُونَنِي. The condition that I am in is better than that which you people are inviting me towards. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then did not insist on the pen and the paper. Now this hadith is called Hadith Qirtas. Qirtas is an Arabic word which means paper. Some of our brothers, they say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was supposed to write down the khilafat of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to appoint Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the khalifa. Umar radiallahu ta'ala knew about it, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu understood it, and in order to avoid Hadhrat Ali from becoming a khalifa, he avoided Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam writing down something, and he told Hasbuna Kitabullah. Whereas nobody knew what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to write there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was supposed to write something. He didn't disclose what he's going to write. And besides that, if the khilafat, if it was meant for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to appoint Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala as the khalifa, that contradicts other ahadithes, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he mentioned that, I wish to appoint, mafhum understanding of the hadith, appoint Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but wa yaballahu wal mu'minuna illa Abu Bakr. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the believers, they will not settle on anyone to be the leader beside Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in fact, it was upon that just before the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unable to come to the masjid, he was so ill, falling unconscious. When he regained consciousness, he asked the sahaba, is the salat finished? They said, no, they're waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Muru Aba Bakr fal yusalli bin nas. Tell Abu Bakr Siddiq to perform the salat. Let him lead the salah. So these are clear indications that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to lead the ummah after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another important advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave during his sickness that led to his demise, أخرج المشركين عن جزيرة العرب. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, remove the mushrikeen from the Arab peninsula. From Jazirat al-Arab, from the Arab land, remove them. Now when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madina to Munawara, there were the two tribes, Banu Qurayza and Banu Nadir. On one occasion, the tribe of Banu Nadir, they tried to kill and assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba went and surrounded the fort, and when they surrendered, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam banished them from Madinatul Munawara, they went to Khaybar. Then the other tribe, Banu Qurayza, as we have discussed in our series, that when the battle of the alliances took place, the battle of Ahzab took place, then a tribe of Qurayza joined the Kuffar of Makkah in trying to attack the Muslims in Medina. So after the war of the alliances, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina to Munawara. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you already removed your armor. We, the group of angels, we didn't remove our armor. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two ways now. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam pointed towards Banu Qurayza. And that's when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, they went to Banu Qurayza, and the Banu Qurayza were killed at that point. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Akhrijul Mushrikeen an Jaziratil Arab. Umar radiallahu ta'ala during his khilafat. When the Banu Nadir were there in Khaybar, the Jurs were in Khaybar, Umar radiallahu ta'ala removed them from there. And the whole idea was, the Arab land must be free from kufr, the Arab land must be free from shirk, and the Arab land must be free from external influences. It must be pure with tawheed and the values of Islam. Alhamdulillah, that has been achieved, but it is very unfortunate that nowadays we notice that still there are foreign influences in the Arab land. The people bring Iman and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but because of the external influences in the Arab land, we notice that the Muslims are completely deprived of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so much of Westernism, so much of liberalism has come into the Arab lands, that is because of imitating the ways of the kuffar. And it is precisely for this reason, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, remove them from the lands, so that we could remain pure and we could maintain our Islamic values and ideologies. Second advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, وَأَجِيزُ الْوَفْتُ بِنَحْوِ مَا كُنْتُ أُجِيزُهُمْ. When delegations come, and the representatives of the various delegations come, delegations of the non-Muslims, then honor them. When they return, give them some gift so that they could return with that gift. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised that when non-Muslim delegations, representatives come to you, honor them and send them away with best of akhlaq, good character and conduct. Now one very important lesson that we learn from this surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, we understand the concept of Islah. We're living in an environment, we also get affected with an environment. When it is hot, we all feel hot. When it is cold, we all feel cold. We get affected with the environment, and a human being by nature is stealthy. We get affected with the environment, we get affected with the people that we talk with, we get affected with the people that we associate with. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wanted to have mentioned that unzur may yukhalil. See who you befriend, who your friends are, who your associates are. Because your friend has an effect on you. And Nabi sallallahu gave one beautiful example. He explained that if a person happened to go to an itar shop, a perfume shop, so one of the three things will happen. Either you would buy that perfume, or either the person will give it to you as a gift, or if you won't buy it, or he won't give it to you as a gift, but going to the perfume shop, all the time perfume is being sprayed there, you will get the sweet smell of the perfume. You'll get affected with that. That's the example of a good company. And the example of a bad company, you go to a person that is doing blacksmithing, all the time working with steel and with fire. So it's either, it'll burn your clothing, or if your clothing won't be burned, at the bad smell, you'll get affected with the bad smell. So it's very, very important for us to watch our company and to always make our Islah. In Surah An-Nasr, one important lesson, Tawbah. Innahu kana tawwaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being pure, all the time we're making Tawbah, making Istighfar. That's a great lesson for us to be also making Tawbah and Istighfar. In one hadith, Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ان الله يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. Allah Ta'ala spreads his hand at night. So a person that committed sin in a day, he may make tawbah to Allah. And Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala spreads his hand in a day. So a person that committed sin at night, he may make tawbah to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in a day. This continues right until the sun rises in the opposite direction. This is tawbah, istighfar. We all know our weaknesses. We know our shortcomings. And we know where our ultimate journey is. We are going to go in the qabr, we're going to our akhirat, we came from Allah, we are going to return to Allah. And it is time now that we should start thinking, making the clever, intelligent choice that where is my ultimate, what am I supposed to do, and what am I supposed to be preparing. In one hadith, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innal abda idha attarafa, thumma taba taba Allahu alayhi. A human being, when he confesses, he says, I'm wrong. He knows he made a mistake. He doesn't defend himself. He's not in a state of denial. He knows I'm wrong. And then that is a stepping stone for him to change and reform. He makes tawbah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will then accept his tawbah. And in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu bani Adam khatta'un wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawabun. That every human being errs, makes mistakes. Obviously, this is besides the Anbiya, besides the Prophet of Allah. Allah made them pure souls. But besides that, every one of us, we err, we make mistakes. But the best person is that person who makes tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Respected elder and friends, we all are journeying in the journey of life. We all are going. But where are we going? We are going from where we have come from. We came from Allah, we are going back to Allah. When Allah made us pure when we came in the world, we ought to return to Allah also pure. Allah made us a pure heart, pure eyes. When He created us, there wasn't all the dirty, filthy pictures in our eyes. When Allah created our ears, there wasn't any dirt, ghibat and backbiting that entered in our ears. Our tongues were pure. Our hands and feet were pure. So Allah made us pure. And when we return ourselves to Allah, we should also purify ourselves. We came from Allah, we're going to return to Allah. And the way of purifying ourselves, to make tawbah to Allah, ask Allah for forgiveness, and understand that we have come from Allah, and our hearts belong to Allah. Allah created our heart, we should only give our hearts to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.